This is Akashvani, the news read by Hage Ani. India is celebrating 10 years of the Digital India program. It was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Digital India has become a people's movement and is central to building an Atmanirbhar Bharat and making India a trusted innovation partner to the world. In a blog marking 10 years of the Digital India program, he said India is moving from digital governance to global digital leadership and from India first to India for the world. The Prime Minister said India is now the most affordable computer destination with the $1.2 billion India AI mission. In 10 years of Digital India, Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Digital India initiative has democratized technology, transforming India into a global digital powerhouse. The goods and service tax, which has replaced a maze of indirect taxes with a single unified system, has completed 8 years today. The GST was introduced in 2017 as a major step towards economic integration and tax reforms. It has made tax compliance easier, reduced costs for businesses, and allowed goods to move freely across states. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has congratulated the State Bank of India on completing 70 years of service today. In a social media post, Ms. Sitharaman pointed out that with over 23,000 branches, 78,000 customer service points and 64,000 ATMs, SBI's footprint today is formidable and it is truly the banker to every Indian. The death toll in the pharmaceutical unit explosion at Pashamylattam in Telangana's Sangareddy district has risen to 35. Police have so far been able to identify only 11 bodies. Authorities supervising the rescue operation say that around 16 workers are still feared trapped under the debris. Rescue efforts are continuing round the clock with the help of NDRF and SDRF personnel. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Revanth Reddy visited the accident site today and has ordered a thorough inquiry into the tragic incident and announced 1 crore rupees each to the families of the deceased and 10 lakh rupees for those injured. The state government has also taken up measures to identify the deceased through DNA testing. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated the Guru Gorakhnath Ayush University in Gorakhpur, Uttar Pradesh. Describing the university as a modern center of India's ancient traditions and values, the president said the institution would prove to be a milestone in the field of health services not only for Uttar Pradesh but for the entire country. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today launched the Rail One app, which is a one-stop solution for all passenger services. The app offers ease of access for services like ticketing, inquiries of trains, PNR, journey planning, rail madad services and food on train. Addressing a function, Mr. Vaishnaw said the entire focus of the railway officers should be on passenger safety. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar has hailed the relationship between India and the US, particularly over the course of 25 years, noting that the two countries have enjoyed strong and very positive ties under the last 5 US presidents. Dr. Jaishankar noted that the trend line of India-US ties over the past 25 years has been very strong. The External Affairs Minister said both the countries are in the middle of a very intricate trade negotiation and expressed hope that India and the US will reach a successful conclusion to the trade negotiations. Dr. S. Jaishankar is currently in the US to participate in the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting to be held in Washington, D.C. tonight. The United States has reaffirmed India's importance as a key strategic ally in the Indo-Pacific region while confirming that a long-anticipated trade deal between New Delhi and Washington is very close to announcement. During a brief press briefing, the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt praised India's role in the region and highlighted the strong personal relationship between U.S. President Donald Trump and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Swachh Sarvekshan Grameen SSG 2025, a nationwide rural sanitation survey by the Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation in the country, was launched on May 29 this year. It is India's largest rural sanitation survey with the aim to assess and reinforce the outcomes of Swachh Bharat Mission Grameen Phase 2 in all the state and union territories. A key component of this assessment is citizen feedback, which is being collected through a dedicated citizen feedback mobile application. People can download the Swachh Sarvekshan Grameen app on their phones and participate in it. Cargo Hari from Zero Arunachal Pradesh has clinched gold at the World Cup Powerlifting Championship in Moscow. In the meantime, the Arunachal Powerlifting Association informed that Hari participated in the junior men's 83 kg category and won the medal in full powerlifting on Sunday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.